call this Finance Committee to order. Approve of the minutes September 8th and the 28th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carries. What do we got? Brooks? No?
Yes, sir.
Got some money for us?
Yes, sir. I just would like to make a motion in regards to accepting the VOCA grant money, the portion that we're going to receive for the two victims advocates positions, part-time positions that we have. This was going to be done in March, and obviously with COVID catching up and stuff, that's why I'm bringing it to, it was approved at PSNC last meeting, and just this is the final step, just so that we can accept the money from DSS.
And these funds, sorry for interrupting, these funds are budgeted, so it doesn't require full board approval, so it's just accepting the funds that were budgeted as grant funds.
I'll second.
Discussion.
The acronym of VOCA stands for?
Victims Against, or,
doesn't know.
I don't know. And we were just Tammy and I were just discussing it out in the hallway, and I don't know.
Okay.
Victims of crimes, something. Against women, I believe it is. Victims of crime against women, yes.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carries. Thanks, Will.
Yes, sir.
Victims of Crimes Act.
Act, okay.
Thanks, Jack.
Google is great.
Yeah. Hank, you're up. Got any feathers in your pocket?
Feathers. Morning, everybody. I just have one item. It's COLA. We recently received $6,703 from New York State Office of Mental Health for cost of living adjustment. So I'm looking to get your approval to accept the funding and also adopt the attached resolution that attests that we'll use the funding only to support salary and fringe related
costs. I make a motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thanks, Hank.
Great. Thank you.
There he is. Vince. Good morning.
Good morning.
The first one is a transfer into the indirect county costs. The county administrative expenses are charged out to some of the departments. I know to landfill, this year's total cost will be $208,351. And I have $100,000 in there now. So I want to transfer $108,351 from the post-closure capital expense into the indirect county costs.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
The second one is has to do with our road grinder. We've built up a revenue from renting it out. Well, we have $141,916.34 in that account, and I want to transfer it into the parts and repairs account so that I don't have to come to you every year excuse me, to get some money to pay the parts and repairs bills.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Are you going to spend this before the end of the year?
No. We spend about, we're transferring in the $141,000 plus dollars. We spend about $25,000 to $30,000 a year mm-hmm. on teeth and parts and repairs. This will just go into the capital account
Okay, it is going in. That was unclear. I wasn't sure where it was going and why we were doing that so close to the end of the year. That makes sense. Thank you.
It'll stay there.
Okay.
Yeah, when we bought this, we decided to start a capital project so that the money we receive from the grinder and so on, we can put back to either replace or parts and services. So whatever happens in the next 10 years or whatever.
Excellent.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
The third one is for parts and repairs for the landfill. I want to first, we have to make an adjustment to these figures. The third figure down, the $42,800, I want to change that to $32,854. And then I want to add another line item for the from figures. It's the leachate treatment plant minor equipment. I want to take $11,000 from there. So the total that I'm putting into parts and repairs for the Bath landfill now becomes $105,302.13. I have budgeted $180,000 this year for parts and repairs at the Bath landfill. But with the added tonnage, you know, 50% increase the last 3 years, it's even higher than I thought. So I want to transfer this $105,302.13 to the parts and repairs for the Bath landfill.
I make the motion.
Yeah. Vince, I'll have to go back to Public Works because of the change.
I know Chris and Steve worked on that.
We'll authorize it here, but it needs to be okayed by Public Works.
We'll probably need a special Public Works meeting.
Okay. We can do it at the November meeting, I think. Unless...
Okay.
Well, yeah. If we need it quicker, I'll give you a call, Jack, for a special meeting. Otherwise, we'll put it on the agenda for the November meeting.
Okay.
It just transferred, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we just have a special Public Works meeting before the October legislature meeting?
You could, or, I mean, not to complicate a budget transfer, you could approve what Public Works approved and then bring the new budget transfer next month. You know what I mean?
So do the additional, approve what's been approved by the other committee and then just approve another one, a separate one.
Change.
So have the Public Works approve this and then come back to finance?
No. Public Works approved without those modifications, correct?
Right.
So have finance approve without the modifications, and then if you need to do another one, you could do it next month.
Okay.
Just have a change order.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay.
So approve of the original 104,248.13.
So move if somebody hasn't seconded it. Or motion on it so far.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. The fourth one is transferring money into the utilities account at the landfill. During the year, we've taken money out of the utilities account to fund some other line items that were short. So now I want to replenish the utilities account by taking it out of those computers accounts.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Could I just ask you one question? On the first situation with this grinder repair, what's the cost of replacing that grinder?
The grinder...
it was about $900,000, right?
Well, when we bought it in 2013, we paid $710,100. And we financed cost it for $10,238. So I expect this thing to last another 10 to 15 years.
So what do we have built up in the capital project at this time? Do we have a number?
There's in the capital project, We have $141,916 built up in the revenue portions. And that's what I asked to transfer into parks and repairs.
You're looking for an overall budget in the capital project fund.
Though. Exactly. So I was assuming that this money that was going into that was to replace this equipment at some point. But apparently it's not. We're not funding the depreciation on this thing. So this money that's being generated from rental is going to be used for repairs of this thing and not to build up funds.
We'll use it for repairs, but anything that's, when it comes time to replace the machine, anything that's left in that account, we use to buy a new machine. I doubt that at that time we'll need a new grinder. At that time, in 10 to 15 years, we'll probably be shifting more to a recycling, almost all recycling, because our road bases are almost all good now. And that's why we bought this grinder. The grinder is, through 2019, it's paid for itself within about $60,000. So that if we hadn't had it and we had to rent something else, it would have been almost $700,000 extra that we would have paid. Yes, so in a very short time, we've paid for it.
But we're not spending all the money that's in there on repairs.
No.
Okay.
No. There's $141,000 that we moved in.
Going in now, yes.
We spend about $25,000 a year for repairs.
Thank you.
And we expect the revenue to keep building up. Although in 2019, Chemung County didn't rent it for the first time. We've got about three towns in Steuben that have rented it.
The biggest thing with this grinder is has brought the county up to the level where we finally got bases in the roads. Mm-hmm. Because when I first came on the legislature, we were spending a ton of money every year doing this truing and leveling. I think that's what we called it, truing and leveling.
Yeah.
Because there was no base in the road, and it was the, you know, parts of the road would sag down and everything. And
the base was in the center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't get these.
Where our forefathers put fieldstone down the center when it was a one-lane road.
Yeah.
And this has made a base across the whole road.
It's made a huge difference.
Huge.
Yeah. It has. And when we bought it, we were just grinding the surface blacktop up and mixing it in. Then we progressed to injecting liquid asphalt with a grinder into the base. And that really made it a strong base. It changed everything.
Before you came here, they were grinding clay and cement together. That wasn't a pretty show either. That didn't work good.
Anything else for Vince? Vince, you got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
Tim or Ken?
One item for you. This is going to be for the Motorola command channel simulcast proposal from Motorola in the amount of $418,299.25. This is New York State OGS contract pricing for this project, and it is covered under the budget for Homeland Security grant funds.
I make a motion.
Second.
My question, Tim, is if these grants go away, what kind of maintenance contracts and costs are we going to have?
Wouldn't be any different than our standard annual maintenance contract that we currently already have with Motorola. It covers all of the equipment that we have at all of the tower sites. So that maintenance contract wouldn't increase at all. It would be, you know, our standard annual maintenance contract.
So are we adding any possible future cost to the county when we're doing all this upgrading and replacing and so on, as far as you know?
No. All we're doing is, again, we're taking older equipment out and putting newer equipment in.
It's actually
probably going to be more cost effective because we're going to have newer equipment versus older equipment.
Not as much repair cost, but we would still pay Motorola for the annual maintenance, which obviously incrementally increases every few years.
Yeah.
Right.
We have motion to that.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. And any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Anything else, Tim?
No, thank you all. Appreciate it.
No good reports?
No.
No, we are in EOC operations again. Our case count is continuing to rise. So it's been a busy morning here on Monday already. So I'm going to jump.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Commissioner of Finance.
Questions on any of the reports?
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Any questions on the monthly reports?
Start with the normal monthly ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Purchase of equipment.
Purchase of equipment.
Under machinery, highway, 51,000.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which one are you on, John?
Page two. Purchase of equipment.
Purchase orders.
Purchase orders. There's an item in here for $36,653. Just need to know what that is.
Liquid somethings.
The highway shops, hydraulic oil and engine oil. We have taken 55-gallon drums that are delivered to the equipment shop. People come from the shops, get the 55-gallon drums, bring them down to the shops, pump it out of there in the tails and put them in the equipment. We're setting up a system. These tanks are tanks that are going to be at each shop. We will get bulk delivery of hydraulic and engine oil. They'll have hoses from them. And the hoses will feed it directly
into
the
end.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else on any of the, either of the monthly reports?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm good.
Any other questions on the four items? I've been working on budget, so.
Yeah, we've been working on budgets.
Yeah.
So anything on the quarterly, well, whatever they are. I just call them thirdly now. I don't even know what they are. The periodic. Payroll and financial summaries.
So I need see that there's a lag in revenues coming in from the state. Apparently, they're just holding money at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like it.
No, they absolutely are.
Yeah.
And whatever we get 20% cut.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, 20% withheld. It's not a cut yet.
Oh, withheld.
But you may never see it, right?
That's right.
Anything else on the top four?
I'm good.
We need
I was waiting for you, John. Remember that. Kelly.
All right. County Court Office Phase 2 funding.
Yeah, and I'll, Tammy, present, but I apologize. I should have included this in the resolution that you did awarding the bids, but I missed it. So sorry about that.
Gave us a little extra time to look at the existing capital project. So what we're proposing is to close out the two that we've had around for a few years. We've started the office utilization project, I don't even know, years ago. And it has a balance of $345,424.71 that we can transfer over into the current building project for phase two. And the building project that we did in 1718, which was the initial construction of this building, has $616,047.29 left in it. So we can capture almost $1 million from those two projects that we can close, with the balance, as we discussed previously, coming out of the unassigned fund balance of the general fund that we would transfer over into the capital project.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Tom Fair?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Jen and I do have one topic for
executive.
Motion.
Second.
Anything else before we go into executive at this point? Motion for going into executive, please.
You already got it.
You got it. I second it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I made it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries.
You got to drop some off.
Loves pushing that button, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's
out of here.
She's pretty good at swinging the gavel.
Sheriff's revenues are ahead.
Pardon me?
The sheriff's revenues on here. On the
second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn and a few 5 minutes go into budget workshop or 10.
Oh, my.
Whatever.
Second.
Cigarette.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. We're adjourned.
That was kind of awesome.